Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee Friday, Secretary Gates defended President Bush's war strategy, which calls for more than 20,000 additional troops to be sent to Iraq. Gates said the plan would not end sectarian violence altogether, but he said if it makes significant progress toward that end, it could lead to a drawdown of troops later this year.
If these operations actually work, you could begin to see a lightening of the U.S. Footprint, both in Baghdad and potentially in Iraq itself.
A number of lawmakers remained skeptical about the strategy, saying it depended too much on the Iraqi government keeping promises it failed to keep in the past, like the disbanding of sectarian militias. Committee Chairman Senator Carl Levin is a Michigan Democrat.
There's a commitment of real troops getting in deeper militarily on our part, but on the part of the Iraqis, there's just promises without consequences for the failure to live up to those promises.
But Secretary Gates expressed his confidence that the Iraqi government is ready to meet its commitments this time.
They recognize they're running out of time, not necessarily even in terms of the American political scene, but in terms of their own political scene and the deteriorating situation in their own capital.
While Gates admitted that the United States has made mistakes in Iraq, he said the consequences of failure would be incalculable.
I think it is highly likely that there would be a significant increase in sectarian violence in Iraq, that the government would probably begin to come apart, that the army might come apart, and that you would probably have outside elements. So you would have a significant increase in violence and an increased interest in the part of other players outside of Iraq in intervening to protect their interests.
Gates said the United States did not need to attack targets within Iran to counter Iranian elements that the Bush administration says are supporting the Iraqi insurgency. Echoing the comments was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace. He was asked about Iranian and Syrian support for Iraq's insurgency.
We know that we've had foreign fighters come through Syria. I do not know the complicity of the government, but we do know that foreign fighters travel through Syria. And we do know that Iranian-supplied, made and supplied weapons are on the streets of Baghdad killing our troops.
Senator Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, expressed strong concern about such efforts.
Well, I would like to be on record for my Senate colleagues to hear this from me, that if in fact the Syrian and Iranian governments are complicit with organizations and groups that are trying to kill American troops, I hope we will have the resolve in a bipartisan fashion to put them on notice. That will be unacceptable, and all options on the table when it comes to defending Americans who are doing the jobs assigned. Do you agree with that, Secretary Gates?
Yes, sir.
The revised war strategy outlined by President Bush Wednesday has come under sharp bipartisan criticism. Senator Graham urged critics to think twice before expressing their opposition to the plan.
Criticism, skepticism is the heart and soul of a democracy. But our statements are being viewed not just by the Iraqi government, but those who wish us harm throughout the world. And to my colleagues, I would ask, at least in the short term here, that we measure our words, that we not have a political stampede to declare the war lost when it's not yet lost, or to embrace strategies that would lead to defeat, because I do believe this is part of the overall war on terror.
Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives and Senate are planning to bring President Bush's revised war strategy to a vote in both chambers in a symbolic action to highlight the lack of support for the plan. The Senate's top Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, has said he would try to block such an attempt in the Senate. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.